Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This guy's a bomb.
Oh man. Gather around, ladies and gentlemen. Leroy Horde has us in the locker room here as it is time to hand out our game balls and game bums.
Are you handing out gator legs too?
Whatever, yeah. What, like a turkey leg?
Like a turkey leg.
Turkey leg.
It's like kind of. Sports Talk at WQM presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on the Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Leroy, what do you got?
So, we already talk about the Canes. I'm not going to even talk about the Browns or the Vikings. I'm going to go on a little off the beat a little bit.
Okay.
The Indiana Hoosiers.
Okay. All right. Was not expecting that.
Big Ten.
Beat the brakes.
Oh, word?
Off of number 9 Illinois. Because nobody was really paying attention. One was ranked
9 and 19th, one was for 19th.
And one was named 9th. They beat a top 10 team. I think they put up a 50 burger. And it was astonishing because, one, it was Indiana, Illinois. Let's be honest, right? The game didn't get a whole bunch of coverage, but it was two ranked teams playing against each other. It was unbelievable. So I'm going to give a game ball to them simply because it ain't going to happen that much. So,
All right. You
know, sometimes you got to mention bring some new kids and give them their credit.
Did you feel good about Michigan this week, beating Nebraska?
I did. Their quarterback still has some growing.
Which one?
You know, some growing
Underwood
pains. Yeah, he's just young, man. He's young. They don't. It's crazy how that works.
Who's that guy who's filling in for your coach?
Pip, what's his name? Like he's got a Booth Pippins or something.
All
like
right.
I got the score. Illinois was ranked 9th in the country.
Okay.
Indiana was ranked 19th. I knew something was fishy because Indiana was favored by 7.
Biff Pogi.
Right? Being a team ranked 10 spots higher than you and you rank and you 7-point favorites for whatever reason, the final score was 63-10.
Damn.
A top 10 team, 63-10. So I'm going to tip my hat because you ain't never seen that happen. I promise you, you can't remember a top 10 team
mm-hmm.
lose by 53 They got some beatdowns. They had some beatdowns. Not like that.
Let me check.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So either way, it's impressive, whether it's happened or not. It was damn impressive.
It's impressive. And I'm going to tip my hat because they didn't get a whole bunch of coverage. And I have one Indiana fan of mine that I golf with that's out there in the peripherals. Now he peacocking.
Indiana's having a moment right now. They
looking around.
The Fever beat the Aces last night in game one.
Yeah, that was
the
a good game.
The Colts are 3-0.
Yep.
Still
Indiana
hate that city though.
A good run.
Still hate that city.
Yeah.
Boring.
My game bum.
Except for Khalil Ware. Thank you for him.
My game bum. The Dallas Cowboys. And let me tell you why.
Bum.
Because people tried to justify Jerry, and he said we wanted to stop the run.
That's right.
But you didn't do that either.
It's all come together. We're going to be a playoff team.
Stop the run at all.
We're going to be a playoff team.
You ain't stopped the run at all. They had their way with you.
That was nasty.
So,
you can't let a team run 11 consecutive running attempts.
Right,
that means they have no damn respect for you.
Dude, can I just say this? I have never, that's some stuff you do in college against Bethune.
No, you know the last time I seen that?
You're trying to set the tone.
The last time I seen that was the NFC Championship game when the Niners beat the Packers. And I think Jim Harbaugh said, we're not going to let Jimmy Garoppolo. No, was it? Might have been Shanahan. Somebody just said they're not going to hand the ball off. They're not going to let the quarterback throw the ball. And they just ran the ball, and they destroyed that team. The Niners did that.
But watching that game, and they scored quickly early. They had a bunch of big plays.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach said, we got to run the football. And, boy, when I'm telling you they ran the football, they ain't even let Caleb throw the ball. And I'm like, yeah, man, they got a two-way go. That's the worst spot to be in sports. Two-way go. They can do whatever they want, when they want, how they want. And yeah, like it. So
and they just lost.
Going to, huh?
I said, and they just the Cowboys just lost CeeDee Lamb because I think he's got a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, he came back out, but
he couldn't move after he tried one play.
High ankle sprain is the worst because there's really no set damage, right? Like. It's one of those injuries like a pull hammy. Like, you don't know how long it's going to be, the severity of it.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of got to work through it. So it could be anywhere from a week or two to we've seen sometimes that high ankle sprain last, especially in basketball, 4 to 6 weeks. Like, you have no idea. High ankle sprain is just one of those things you have no idea how long it's going to take. But he was walking. So that's a good sign. But he don't play defense. So unless he make it tackles, I don't know what they're going to do. If Chicago run the ball, that ain't even the best running team you're going to face.
Man, that is game balls and game bums. We will take a break, get back into the football happenings of the weekend, including your Miami Hurricanes moving up to number 2 in the AP poll, setting up a big-time matchup with FSU. Should the Noles handle business this week, Canes get the bye week. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.